Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Or if you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker here in snowy Western Canada, but not frigid just yet. It's episode 103 of the program, and it's our second seating. We had Darren Dupont and Mike Abumeshrick in Hour 1, along with TSN 1290 Winnipeg's Darren Bombing, who said Zach Collaros should start in the playoffs for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at quarterback. We universally agree. Abu has stuck with us in Hour 2, and now Ryder Hall of Famer Andrew Green is in the bunker. How you doing, Drew?
Hey, how we doing?
Good? It's corporate Drew today, business Drew. former Seattle Seahawk, Jacksonville Jaguar, and Miami Dolphin as well. We're recapping week 20 in the CFL. We're recapping the weekend's NHL Heritage Classic and Prairie Classic. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks to everybody who came into town. Thanks to the NHL and WHL for putting it on. It was just great. And tonight's a really big night here in the bunker. It is our first ever ticket giveaway night. And that is with Uniglobe Travel for all of the people that are coming with us to Houston next month, or I guess it's in December, 5th to the 10th. We're going to Houston with 30 of our closest friends for a sports trip down there, NFL, NBA, rodeo, live shows. They're coming into the bunker here tonight to watch Monday Night Football, pick up their tickets, gifts from the Houston Texans of the NFL that they've set up. That's all tonight right here in the bunker. We'll be watching Monday Night Football together and schmoozing. Oh, and by the way, in honor of show number 103, recognizing guys that wore number threes from the 317, Trevor says Babe Ruth, Pierre Pilot, Dale Earnhardt, and Dupes. Hey, Trevor says DuPont needs to cover his ears doing sidelines. He's going to catch a cold. So clearly this guy was at the Huskies game or maybe the Rams game. Yeah, thanks for watching his Canada West football coverage.
Your hair was tight.
Wear a toque. So we move on. Drew Green, how are you?
Great, great. How about yourself?
Top side of wonderful.
There we go.
As they say. We haven't even got into the Riders yet, and it's Hour 2, and you are a Rider Hall of Famer. So did you watch the game at Edmonton on Saturday?
I sure did.
Okay, the 27-24 win. I barely did. I watched about 20 snaps, had to go to the hockey game. All I saw was people complaining on social media about how bad the Riders were playing. I'm thinking they're going to lose the way this is going. And then I'm at the game and I see 24-24, a minute to go. Wow. And then they win it.
Yeah, that first half didn't look good. I mean, you hear all the hype about your boy coming back there, Trevor Harris, for the quarterback. And, you know, and he actually looked pretty good coming back. And, you know, the team wasn't playing this. It was a totally different second half, obviously, right? You know, but yeah, I mean, at one point I thought they're going to piss it away too, but they came back out second half and it was a completely different game second half. That's what I thought.
How much of it did you watch, Abu? We talked about the Bombers last time.
Oh, all of it. I didn't.
You did?
If you try not to watch the score of it, I don't think the Riders were too far behind. I mean, no. I mean, on the scoreboard, they jumped out ahead on a couple of really big plays, but you could see they were building. You know, that snowball was building with the Riders. And I don't want to say that the game was never in doubt, but they were obviously the better team. And as the game kind of progressed, we're offensive linemen. You know, that's how we want to win games. You want to beat you up, touchdown. And then do it again 100 times. And that's what I saw was going on out there. I thought the offensive line played great. I think the defensive line, they had their moments of they're great. They had a couple breakdowns, though, that I saw. But other than that, as far as the fight goes, and that's what it is when it gets cold like this, they won a lot.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, I agree with him as well, too. I mean, you know, at one point, if you're just watching the score, right, and as he said, right, you know, I agree with what you said. I don't just have repeating you.
Well, the one thing that Cody Fajardo tweeted after the game, and I think he saves his best comments for social media, which, by the way, if I was a pro athlete or coach, I would too. I wouldn't even talk to the reporters. I just put it all on Twitter after the game. And he is. I mean, he talks to reporters too. But he goes, what he loves about this team is, and he said, it's want to. He put that in all caps. Fight for the guy next to you. So they're coming together, Drew. Mm-hmm. And we've been on, we've seen teams where they've come apart. Like, that happens too. But they're coming together.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for a team down the stretch?
Especially right now, it's definitely important. You know, especially when going into the playoff games, get definitely harder later on in the season. And you definitely need to have that cohesiveness going into the playoffs, right? And they've been playing like that all year. You know, they've overcome some adversity. They've actually come over. There's a lot of doubters and naysayers that have been out there, and there's probably a lot of them that still can't believe that they're sitting in the position that they are right now.
I'm one of them.
Right?
I'll say I'm one of them.
Right? You know, but you know, I can see you saying that. You know, I'm just making reference to one of her first interviews, but.
like 80 years ago.
No. Actually, this year was and one of the other ones. But anyway, because I guess when all that stuff went down with Zach and blah 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 blah, all the doubts were coming in here and there. And I guess the question was kind of out there. You know, do we think the Riders are gonna be able to make the Grey Cup? And I was saying, if you, you know, why play the game if you think you're not going to be able to play it, compete?
How many games did they win in a row until they lost in Calgary?
Like, 7, 8?
It's tough, and no one's going to say, yeah, it's good to lose, because you only learn how to lose from losing. But
do you get those people that say,
you can't go into Calgary and win, you can't go into Calgary and win. You didn't go into Calgary and win. You lost.
Yeah.
But they showed up. They showed up for the fight, and the scoreboard at the end of the game wasn't there. Give them that extra little oomph. If they won 7, beat Calgary, won 10, asking them to win 13 games in a row, I know it's done one at a time, but I like looking at trends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough just to keep going like this, go this. I mean, we wish it did, but you gotta. There's almost always a dip. And there's always a dip. And that dip in Calgary might be just that extra little push that they needed to get them over the hump.
Because that game was there for the taking, too.
Yeah.
But the one thing, when I see all these comments from the players about this is a special team, it's almost like we're a team of destiny. That's great. You need that. But Calgary thinks they're a team of destiny.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Right. No, but they actually believe it, I think. And Winnipeg, pulling off the win with Zach Caleros, you don't think they're a pretty special group? And look at Hamilton, who set a record for wins at 14. They think they're special, and Montreal thinks they're special. And you know what? They're probably all special. They all think they're teams of destiny, right? So this isn't just here.
I think Hamilton's going to be dangerous. They've just been chilling in the East with their hands folded like...
Yep.
All right, you guys figure out who's better, Calgary. Who's the best team in the league, Calgary or whoever, or Saskatchewan. We'll just be sitting here waiting for whoever you guys think is the best, and we're just there chilling. Now, the problem with them is, when's the last time they play that meaningful game?
It's been a while.
Yeah, and that's why you play the games, because if you're just picking the best team, it's Hamilton against somebody.
Yeah. And that's why I can keep repeating what you said.
They just
good point, man. What do you even need me for?
I'm reading that thought bubbles. About
yeah, right.
I'm like,
yeah.
But who's
no? I agree with him definitely. You know, they really Montreal looks great out there in the East, right? I don't really think Edmonton, you know, history is saying no one's crossed over in the West and actually really done anything. So, you don't really expect much there. And I don't really think they look all that solid either, to tell you the truth, as far as Edmonton. So you might see Montreal come out of there, man. I do like the fight in those guys. You know, they have a I do like the fight. So
there's something special going on there, too, though. That's the point. And by the way, just to interject, Joe Lazito is watching from New York State. He says, they're all special, but the Riders are more special.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag bias. Well, of course, you think that way. My point is just this. There's going to be a lot of broken hearts somewhere. Not necessarily here. Maybe this team does go on to win a Grey Cup this year. And if it did, Jeremy O'Day has 3 Grey Cup rings. if they won this one, this would be the most treasured for him because he was really the architect of it all.
Yep.
Right? So for that, yes. But I'm saying all these markets think they're special and they all have their cases, and that's what the playoffs are for and the regular season's for, lesson learning, not the playoffs. Because if you blow a game like the Bombers did in Montreal and in Toronto, it's over. You wonder if they've learned their lessons. You're a Bomber alum, Drew. Like, what do you think about Zach Collaros and what he did Friday night?
You know, actually, I wasn't quite sure exactly how Zach would do, you know, but, you know, history, you know, he's actually, we all know he's actually a pretty good quarterback, especially if he stays healthy, and he came in there and showed that he can do what he can do, and he can still do what he can do, right? And if he stays healthy. So if he stays healthy, you know, Winnipeg is, don't sleep on him. You know, don't sleep on him either, you know, but.
I was sleeping on him. Until Zach came out and did what he did.
I feel like I've been trying to pump their tires all year.
Yeah. With you, but, you feel like you have been.
But there's not, they're not getting anywhere.
Well, what about the hit he took? No, you go ahead, and then
someone makes a point that that questions that the O-line didn't play well because Fajardo got hit a lot. The quarterback's getting hit isn't always the offensive line fault. There's five offensive linemen, sometimes a running back. That's six guys. If the defense brings seven, the quarterback is 100% going to get hit every time on every play. So I ask you, and I already know the answer to this because it's the right answer. did you like it when defenses brought pressure in big games or dropped back and rush three, for example?
For O linemen, if you're rushing three, it's easy. That's what I think. You know, it's easy. The key to when bringing pressure, you know, with a quarterback, he needs to recognize it, right? He needs to recognize it, and everybody needs to be on the same page, right? So as an O lineman, I like when if they bring blitz, we know it's 1-on-1, and we know the middle is open, and we know if a quarterback and he knows where the heat's coming from. I know one thing we didn't when we were a good one when I was in Winnipeg there, we always able to identify that free guy, right, and boom, get rid of that right away, right, and burn every time. You got to be able to, you know, figure it out. Defense is doing a lot of different things to disguise all of those different blitzes and everything like that. That's why they do all of that. But yeah, you bring the blitz, and you got a smart offensive group, a core that could know where that's coming from. It's probably gonna, you know, you could get them right up out of that pretty quick.
I apologize for pausing the discussion, but we do need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to Los Angeles to chat with a guy who scored in the very first ever Heritage Classic, Jarrett Stoll of the then Edmonton Oilers. Now, one of Saskatchewan's favorite sons is in L.A. working in hockey, and he will join us next to talk about Heritage Classic, a little more NHL, and maybe some NFL, too, because I just saw him with Tom Brady. Jarrett Stoll coming up after the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer, with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. On this Monday morning, a quick sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Braden Tracy scored a hat trick in regulation, then set up Ryder Korzak's goal 28 seconds into overtime as the Moose Jaw Warriors defeated the Saskatoon Blades 5-4 Sunday in the dub. Carson Folk scored the winner, while Mark Kastelik struck twice in regulation as Calgary slipped past the Pats 6-5 in overtime, or 5-4 in overtime, for their fourth win in a row. That was the Prairie Classic, 15,401 at Mosaic Stadium outdoors for that one. And Ryan Shuttler potted the winner at 4:29 of overtime as Prince George beat Vancouver to halt a four-game slide. There were no games in the SJ on Sunday. They don't resume play till Tuesday evening. And Garrett Cole bounced back from a Game 1 stinker in the World Series to pitch the Astros to a 7-1 win over the host Washington Nationals. Houston heads home for Game 6 with a 3-2 series lead after winning three straight at Nationals Park. That is your Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Well, they know a little bit about entertainment in Los Angeles. That's where we're going now. Jared Stoll joins us, Stanley Cup champion of and a veteran of a few NHL teams, joining this morning from the King's office. How you doing, Stoley?
Good. How you doing, bud? Good to
very,
see you.
Very well. Hey, did you watch the Heritage Classic? We were there, 33,518. It was awesome to be there. Did you see any of it?
I did. I saw quite a bit of it, actually. I saw probably half of it, but I didn't know how big the new stadium was. So 33, that's what it is.
That's what it was, and there was a little less for football, but it's basically what it was, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I was reading the program Sunday at home while I'm watching NFL, and it says, oh, Jared Stoll scored for the Oilers, and the very first ever one. So I'm like, well, we got to get Stoley on to talk about it. What do you remember about that night in Edmonton?
Well, a lot of people say that the first ever outdoor game was the one in Pittsburgh that Crosby scored, so I was a little bit rattled at that, but yeah.
Right,
it
the
was,
first Heritage it was Classic.
Cold.
Right, right.
Exactly. Yeah, it was cold. It was really cold. I remember the it was a Saturday, and the day after it was like maybe -3. But at game time Saturday night, I think it was -25, and then we had some wind along with that. But yeah, it was cool because we played Montreal, and you know, you got the Oilers alumni, and then you got the Canadiens alumni, which you anybody that follows hockey at all can understand the types of players that those teams had. So it was cool. We you know, before our game, the alumni were playing. And we got a chance to peek out of our dressing room and see, you know, see Gretzky and Messier and Fuhrer against the Canadiens alumni. So that was pretty cool, even though we were trying to get ready for our game. But hey, let's be honest, we had to get a quick peek.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know this. The Jets people had to tell me this. So the American games are the outdoor classics and the Canadian games are the Heritage Classics. I think that I got that right. So they say that you scored in the first ever Heritage Classic. And in that article, it said it was -18. Like, was it unbearable? Because a lot of people were talking about this here the other night. The players don't feel it compared to the fans. Did you feel it? Obviously, you felt it if you're still talking. Yeah.
Yeah, we felt it, especially if there's a little bit of wind. And it looked like the other night in Regina there that there was some wind, so I'm sure the guys felt it. But I did read something about the ice the other night in Regina, that it was guys were raving about it, how good it was, that it was probably one of the best, you know, surfaces they've skated on outdoors in a while. So that was good to hear, because that's always the biggest issue is the ice. But no, it was we definitely felt it for sure. It was that was the one where Jose Theodore had the toque over his helmet, and I saw the other night that Riddick did the same thing. So yeah, pretty cool, you know, images and video from all of these outdoor classics, and you know, pretty special to play in one. And I think I've played in 5 outdoor games. So
well, by the way, I think it was a 45K wind. I don't know what that is in miles an hour. You'd have to figure that out. But that's windy enough. And as far
it's
as the ice
enough,
goes, yeah, the guys were saying it was the best ice they've ever skated on, period, let alone outdoors. So obviously they've figured out,
Wow. Yeah,
what they're doing. So can you tell your fans up here what you're doing now, Stoley? Obviously working with the Kings.
Yeah, I'm doing player development with the Kings, and lots of developing to do right now with where we are in our organization, trying to get back up to the top. But our minor league team, our AHL affiliate, is actually in Ontario, California, which is about an hour and a half drive from the practice facility here in El Segundo. California. So it's great for us in player development. We get to work with our guys pretty much on a daily basis, trying to get them ready to make that next jump and basically see all of their home games when we're in town. There's about five or six of us on the development team. So we do, you know, we travel and see our prospects. Our main focus is our AHL team here. So yeah, it's very convenient. I love what I'm doing. And the home games for the Kings, I do pregame and postgame on Fox Sports West. So kind of do a little bit of both, a little bit of everything, and keeps me busy. Stay in the game, which I always wanted to do. And fortunate enough, I can stay in the game with the organization here.
You are probably aware, but Austin Wagner is a big time hero here. Yeah, so you're tracking what he's doing, obviously coming through the minors and now with the big club. What can you tell us fans here about how? Because we don't ever see you guys on TV, really, unless you're playing the Oilers, Jets, or Kings. But how's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing really well. He coming in last year, he got 12 goals in probably three quarters of a season. So we all know how fast Wags is. I'm sure all you Pats fans know how fast he is. And he just has to use that speed, you know, smart, and realize when to use it, when not to use it. And he's working on that part of his game. But he, you know, there's so many elements of his game that he can bring. You know, try to get him maybe on the penalty kill, which hopefully soon enough will happen for him. Try to get some more minutes, more ice time. And but no, he's learning every single day and being around all these players that have been here for a while. And it's a great coaching staff with Todd McClellan leading the way there. So he's learning, he's figuring it out, and you know, he's doing a good job.
For our radio listeners that can't see this, Jarrett Stoll is with us from LA, talking Heritage Classics and NHL. And just two last fun questions for you, Stoley. Our producer, Clark, wanted to know the question you probably get all the time. What is it like being married to Aaron Andrews?
Well, we see each other sometimes a lot, and then there's probably about 4 or 5 months where we don't see each other. So yeah, she's busy, she's got a lot of stuff going on, and it's great, we're both in sports, and I love football and she loves hockey. And yeah, it's a lot going on right now in our house with you know, her new clothing line that came out. It's Wear by Aaron Andrews. It's all NFL women apparel, so all 32 teams. So she's got that going. It's about a month old. And then, you know, they do every Thursday night and most Sunday games in the NFL. So, yeah, I don't see her much during this part of the season, but it's good. We figure it out.
Well, I was in Nashville last year with 60 people on a sports trip. And I don't know if Aaron told you, but she stopped two of the people on our trip who were in rider gear. And Aaron asked to get her picture taken with them. Which is a bit of a reverse of what she's used to, probably.
She did tell me that. She's like, yeah, they were wearing all this green. And I told her before how well the Rough Riders travel and how you know, diehard the fans are. And they always got the apparel going and the merchandise going. And yeah, she noticed it right away. She told me right away.
And lastly, I saw, obviously I follow you on Instagram and Twitter and so forth. And you were just at Gillette Stadium and you spent a little time with TB12. Are you guys buddies, or what? How did that come about?
Just friends of ours that are friends with Tom and Giselle, and we just got to meet them a couple, probably 4 or 5 summers ago now. We all have we have a place in Montana, and we're all pretty close in the same neighborhood on the same mountain in Montana. So we, you know, when I was still playing, I was obviously training. He was training, so we kind of trained together. And now that I'm not, I'm the one who gets to catch the fastballs from him. So. This summer was a tough one. He was working on his velocity and trying to get his arm strength up. So he was throwing the heaters at me, and I was all bruised up. It wasn't fun, but I definitely don't want to draw. I dropped a couple, which I wasn't happy about, and I think he even put one of those drops on his Instagram, which I gave it to him about a little bit. But no, he's a good guy. He's obviously a great player, and he's a lot of fun to be around, and especially to watch him play.
I've seen that trainer of his that catches balls for Tom. He's black and blue up and down. So if you escape without that, you're good. Jarrett, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for spending some time with us, and hope to see you at home here whenever you get back home again.
Sounds good. Anytime, Rod. Thanks a lot for having me on. Anytime.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Stoley. Jarrett Stoll from Los Angeles, 2-time Stanley Cup winner, now working with the Kings and the pride of Newdorf. We'll be back more with Mike Abu-Meshrick and Andrew Green. Austin writes in on the Facebook wall and says, are we going to talk Riders today? Big game this weekend. Hey, Austin, it's Monday. The game's Saturday.
And it's Bomber Monday, too.
Calm down. I don't know what he's getting at. It's not a Rider show. Calm down. But we will be talking football when we come back after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch all our best clips on our YouTube channel.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%. That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Yeah, I got a bunch of you.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for joining us for episode 103, recognizing number threes.
Donnie Ruiz
of Bomber fame. Russell Wilson, Babe Ruth. Yeah, he belongs in that group.
Babe Ruth's the guy, right? Number three?
Of course.
Pierre Palat. A-Rod wore it somewhere. Dale Earnhardt as our
Dale
switcher.
Earnhardt's the other guy.
Jordan Blodgett.
I don't know enough about NASCAR.
Who'd you say?
Dwayne Wade.
D-Wade. We got Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. You think Dwayne Wade's bigger than Babe Ruth or Dale Earnhardt?
In some circles,
better,
yes.
Bigger than Dale Earnhardt. No,
right. Well, everyone knows Babe Ruth as a baseball player. No,
did Dwayne Wade ever call his shot?
Bank?
They basically did when they colluded with the Heat to go, we're going to win. Not three, not four. Anyways, I diverge.
Digress.
Thank you. I got you here for.
That's a great word. I am doing it a lot.
Do you, Drew... When are you going to leave?
Soon.
Like 22, quarter two?
Probably like quarter two.
We'll get into the CFL now, and then he's going to run out to his car, and he's going to get a prize to give away for one of our viewers to the Rod Squad. So just hang on, everybody. Drew's brought prizes, but he forgot him in the car. In week 20 in the CFL, in a must-win game for Calgary, they lost in Winnipeg, 29-28. And then a triple header Saturday, which I think is the best thing the CFL's done since... Slice bread. Hamilton wins in Montreal 38-26 in an Eastern final preview.
But Montreal didn't play its guys.
Toronto spanked Ottawa 39-9.
In a who cares, the
toilet bowl.
Western Ontario would have beaten both of them in a second.
St. Mary's School for the Blind.
You heard they're up and coming, huh?
Yeah. I think it's horrible that you refer to them as the worst team in football. The St. Mary's School for the Blind.
Not anymore.
You're trashing them. Have some class.
Hey.
And Saskatchewan
earn it.
Beats Edmonton 27-24. I watched a few snaps of the Hamilton-Montreal game, and I did not realize that the Owls rested their biggies. VA played most of the game, did he not?
Maybe I saw the part that you didn't see.
No. Okay. So you're saying that was not an accurate representation of what the Alouettes are capable of?
I didn't think so, no. They had their backup quarterback in for at least the second half that I saw.
Okay.
And if you go in a week preparation knowing that your backup's going to be in there, you mean you want to say, yeah, we're going to try hard and we're going to go for it. But, I mean, if you're in there and you know the coach isn't even trying to win the game.
Yeah. I didn't see the game, but yeah, they're not. They're, you know, if they're resting their backup already and stuff like that,
they're getting ready for the playoffs.
You know, they've already these almost last two games didn't really mean too much, especially at their knees when number one and two already know who they are and where they're going to be.
Now, right? What do you think about Edmonton? Edmonton's going to be the crossover, but Harris just came back, and I think Edmonton's playing about as good as I thought they were going to play at this time of year. But what do they do? Do they rest guys this week, or do they play him? Or do they play him and say, okay, well, you're going to come out at halftime?
Well, that's the thing, right? You know, you don't want to take some of that chances coming into the playoff, and you're hurt when you're good guys. So it's kind of rolling the dice, and they don't really need to win anything. They need to. They should rest up some of their guys. But then again, when you're traveling out east and the odds are already against you anyway, and you do need to have some of the momentum. I know as a player, I wouldn't mind resting up this week, to tell you the truth. You know, especially if you're a vet and you kind of know what's going on out there, da-da-da-da-da. But at the same time, Edmonton, they need to have some momentum going into the playoffs. That's what I think.
Is it too late to build that momentum? One game left. You know, we got lucky one game. That's not momentum, is it?
Well, they need to prove to themselves that they could win a game.
Does one game do that?
You know, Drew has brought up some good thing. I'm writing down the week 21 games here. And just to interject for 1 second, I'm going to read this, Clark, and then I'm going to ask you to put on Austin's last comment, by the way, because I barked at him, bit his ass, if you will, and he's responded. Here's Austin. I love the show. Watch it live on my days off, and I always rewatch it when I'm off, when I do work. You guys are doing a great job. For a guy who doesn't follow hockey, you guys make it interesting and kind of makes me want to start. Keep it up, guys. Thank you, Austin. That's what we're trying to do here. Make fans of everybody. I also want you to feel something. You can hate me. You can love me. You can cry. You can feel something. I want you to feel something by the time you're done.
You're hard on the guy, man. You promised.
I was hard on him.
Didn't deliver.
But he understands.
But Wayne's saying
stop
that he doesn't know why Dane played the whole game.
Hang on. Stop. Oh, I'm the quarterback.
Give me the ball.
I'll tell you where the ball goes. Hey, and the Stoli comment on Aaron's clothing line. Can you throw that up for a second? Sandrew wrote in and says that VA scored two touchdowns and then left the game. So what that's basically saying is that Montreal, they made it competitive with their backups against Hamilton. Yeah. Like that, Hamilton's not waltzing to the Grey Cup, by the way, even though they seem to think that they are.
I was more commenting on the mindset of the game, is that when you know your backup's coming in, your mindset isn't, we have to win this game.
Yeah.
Like Calgary, you said it's a must-win game. I disagree.
Calgary really wants first, buddy.
Right, but if they didn't, they're still alive. But they really wanted to win that game.
It's a must-win for first.
Right, yeah. Right. Whereas most football, it's a fine line between. I don't want to say players don't go in and give it their full effort every time, no matter who's playing behind you. But just that mindset—if you're going into a game knowing that your backup's in when your starter's healthy,
oh, man.
You're setting the table.
You're blowing up the whole.
I agree with him. I mean, maybe because we're old linemen, we play the same damn thing.
I know. But when I got coaches sitting in that chair and go, there's no meaningless games, I don't know why you would say meaningless games.
If you're running a race and you only have dress shoes on, are you going to be like, yeah, that's fine, no problem? You want running shoes on to run a race, right? Like there are.
It's the
you're
right
not gonna
thing
say,
to say,
you're not gonna,
man.
You're not gonna
it's
blame
the right
it.
Thing to say, you know, I mean,
just be real.
You know, it's the right thing to say, but you know, yeah. If you know this isn't your thing, you know, yeah, you're not gonna go out there and you know, give a full 110 to try and win the game. You know, maybe just to go out there and just keep your pride together.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I get it.
Yeah, not a lot of people are gonna say
you
that they're not
say
trying.
It.
They are trying,
yeah.
But the mindset, the mojo, whatever oomph and boomph is around football that's not just the X's and O's is not going to be in your favor.
I mean, I've been in those situations.
For sure.
With the rest of
and you
I'm
can
like,
win those games, too.
I'm like, yo, I'm like, I'm going there. I'm going to hold my own. But get me up out of here as quick as you can.
It's a preseason
yeah,
game. You don't
exactly,
have to win.
Yeah,
you're
you know,
going
to get me up out of here. You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, this idiot's going to try and do this and do that, blah, 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 blah. Get me up out of there, right? You know,
save me for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, especially when you've been there for a little bit, right? You know, and of course, the roster is so small, they can't, you know, not dress everyone, you know, I mean, but yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation. You got
yeah, no one's going to tell you that they weren't trying. You are trying. You're giving in football, in professional sports, if you're not giving 100%, if you're not giving 100%, you're not going to get killed if you're not giving 100%. It's that oomph, that extra little mind, that it factor that won't be on your side. You can still win without it, but it's a lot harder.
Look, we don't have a commercial to go to here, but Drew needs to leave. So can you first tell
go grab, what, radar?
Tell to people what it is? Well, oh, we do have a commercial, but we have one break left or two breaks left, right? So we don't have a commercial. So,
well then, so it's the Tackle Radar and initiative here, which I've been promoting here in the province.
Doing a great job of it, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. You didn't know?
Tell
you,
me about
you
it.
You need a kit? Let me tell you. it's to encourage everyone in Saskatchewan and Manitoba to get your home tested for radon. It is definitely a serious thing. It's second leading cause of lung cancer. It comes into your homes. And it's a pretty deadly. So Regina is definitely a high spot for, you know, it's a one in every two homes, I think, has a high, you know, count, right? So get your home tested for radon. I'm going to be giving away a radon kit, right, to anyone. It's valued about $65. You put it in your basement. It's a 3-month test kit. You register online to get your home tested. You go online and select yours truly. I say, I mean, you know, it's, Adam is also on there as well. You know, it is, we want to raise the awareness for everyone, and it is still a friendly little competition, but, you know, I'm still competing.
Well, you're doing a great job because people are asking me on the street about you and Radon. They're like, is he working for Radon? No.
He's just a spokesperson. You know, yeah. They came and asked me. That's the whole purpose. You know, they used us to try to raise that awareness to the people in Saskatchewan.
So right in, Clark, however you want to do it. Can you run the contest? I would
TackleRadon.ca. Go there, get your kit.
That's the website.
Yeah, that's the website. Tackle. That's a TACKLE. Radon, RADON.ca.
Right, but we're going. So run out and grab it, please.
I'm going to grab it. I'll be right back with the kit.
And we'll do a contest giveaway at the end of the show. Clark will pick a random winner. Some comment. Here's another guy. Our highlight reel of guys leaving in the middle of the show. And stopping to get some food. And then his keys. So
Halloween treats. Tis the season.
We got a whole bowl. And thank you, Dupes, for picking up the Halloween treats for the people that come into the bunker here, which will include tonight's ticket party catered by Legacy Catering. Bryce and Josh are catering it, giving us a smoking deal on the catering. Everybody that's coming on our Houston sports trips coming down here tonight for a ticket party. We got gifts from the Texans and Uniglobe Travel tonight right here in the bunker watching Monday Night Football. For Stoli, as I mentioned, he wanted us to mention his wife, Erin Andrews, clothing line. It's at nflshop.com/wearbyErinAndrews. Jarrett says they want the Canadians jumping on board with it. And you'll wonder why the NFL is kicking the CFL's ass on marketing. Can we get Erin Andrews doing CFL clothing?
No,
you're just not going to say anything over there?
Well, you...
Coming into Canada and eating Canada's lunch, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah, there's that Orleski in Winnipeg that could probably sell a couple of...
Exactly.
CFL gear. She's a great mom and great ambassador for...
She's as good as it gets.
Everything in the CFL.
Yeah. Wayne in BC, Victoria, BC, wrote in about Cody Fajardo. It slid off the screen here, but it was something along the line of your thoughts on Cody Fajardo. He believes he's the next great one.
He's destined for stardom. I think he fits well in McAdoo's system.
Yeah.
I think he fits well in McAdoo's system. I know this is... Can I bring something to the table?
Whatever you want.
Oh, I thought you were...
the quarterback.
You're the quarterback. The Cleveland Browns, man. Why are they so bad?
So you don't want to talk about Cody Fajardo.
Why are they so bad? They're running to the end zone. They fumble the ball, give it away. He goes back, drops a pass. He fumbles it. They score a touchdown. The quarterback shovel passes it right to a defensive lineman. Like, these things don't happen in football. They happen all at the same time to the Cleveland Browns. And that's why the Browns suck. And it's not my opinion. They'll always suck because they got this cloud or something. You know, we're talking about the Bambino.
Drew just wanders around here like it's his living room.
That's not because you think Chris Jones is there, is it?
No, man. It's just that they're having such a hard time.
Look, you said you had to leave. Who are you meeting for lunch and where?
Oh, it's at Earl's, real close.
Yeah.
You're okay if you're...
isn't that the right time?
Okay. That is the right time, yeah. Yes, but it's probably going to take you 15 minutes to get there. That's all. We're worried about you.
Yeah, are we on the air? Just wondering. Like,
I know.
Yeah, who you meeting for lunch?
We have the contest entrance. They're continuing to enter. Tell the folks what they're going to... I like that stuff. It's nice.
Yeah, we're going to amp it up. Want to give away two prizes or just one?
All in one, right,
all
Clark?
All in one, yeah.
One big prize pack.
Yeah, buddy. There you go.
Is your home radon testing kit plus right. A toucan mitts from Tackle Radon?
Actually, this is from the Lung Association. They gave me some stuff to give away. So here's some nice warm mitts that are actually kind of cozy, right? Mitts, hat, and a kit.
Okay. So Clark will decide who the winner is. We'll tell you who it is at the end of the show. How's that sound, Clark? Good? Sean from Saskatoon. Sean Dahl writes in and he says, Sean from Saskatoon checking in late, but what a weekend for sports in Saskatchewan. The Heritage and Prairie Classics were unreal and the Bombers and Riders win. Sean, we're not a jukebox that you just plug a quarter in and we'll talk about the topics when you tune in. You got to go back, rewind. We've covered all of that. We got people pissed off. We're talking too much hockey. People pissed off, not enough Riders. Like, now we're on to the Browns. And I think, because Abu went down that road, and this is where we'll end this, and I'll let you guys get out of here, is the Browns are the most futile franchise in the last 25 years. And you're expecting miracles immediately. I understand they're the most disappointing team in the NFL in 2019. And Drew's just smiling. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talk about the it factor.
What, are you going to go fire everybody?
No. We're talking about, I was going from we were all over the place. We're talking about the it factor. And it made me think the Patriots, who got all of it, like they flip a coin.
They had to start somewhere.
It lands. Right. I know. But they don't. And Cleveland doesn't have it now. They're shovel passing to D linemen. They're doing stuff that like doesn't go wrong. And it's all happening at the same time. Like those guys practice good habits. But that game yesterday, Cleveland against the Patriots, you know how I don't like to analyze what's happening on the field, right? I like to talk about the it factor. I mean, you got offensive linemen, defensive linemen, they're fighting.
Yeah.
It's those big plays, that it factor. And that was so evident in that game yesterday that the Cleveland just sucks and the Patriots are just so good. Why? Because they are. And I don't know what dark cloud is over Cleveland's team.
It's almost like there's no poise, no maturity. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
it's something.
It's just not there. You know, I mean,
it's always sunny in Foxborough.
The quarterback's a sophomore. The head coach is in his first year coaching anywhere as a head coach. They got OBJ. I understand they have all the talent, but do you think it's just going to come together like that in the NFL?
No, they got to bring the talent together and they got to bust through whatever dark cloud is over Cleveland.
I think they need some maturity too as well, man. I mean, you're young. There's a lot of young guys. They're all kids out there running around anyway, right? You know, and you do need those older vets to kind of, you know, just to keep that keep them poised. You know, even look at your boy out there in Green Bay. You know, he's always nice and chill. You know, and he has a lot of young cats around him, and he keeps them all kind of mellow as well too. I'm sure that's why kind of what Brady's doing. And, you know, you gotta. You still need those vets around there, you know, just to keep to pass on some of that wisdom and, you know, and keep the young right, cats in line, right?
You but played with Dan Marino. Hang on. The guy played with Dan Marino. Whoever came in and replaced Dan Marino wasn't the next Dan Marino.
No, but I was that young cat when I came there, and I ain't going to lie to you. Piss and vinegar running around. You can't tell me nothing. I'm this and
you've
that, blah,
so
blah,
much.
Blah, everything. Yeah. No, I've grown, big dog. You know I've grown.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all good. No. But yeah, but that's kind of like, it's the same type of thing, right? No, I said, I wouldn't approach, you know, as I got later on in my career, I did not approach the game the same way as I was as a rookie coming in, right? I still play with a spade on the edge, right? You still got to keep some of that on the edge, and I still have some of that, and you know, it is who you are, right? But at the same time, you do need to have that level maturity, that mindset on the field there, where you know. And where you know you're not panicking in situations, you're not this and that, and you're not taking stupid penalties. You're not, you know, you have a little more control of self, right? And you know, and also, not only that too, you got a more value and sense of team, right? And the people that you know that are you're playing for, and the people that are playing for you, right? Because you're all playing for each other as well, right? So that's.
Right, but everybody wants to fire the Browns. Everybody, they go into Foxborough and get their ass kicked. Newsflash, everybody does. They've got all the talent there. Baker Mayfield's only in his second year, and he's going to be full of piss and vinegar for his whole career. That's the way that he is. He's got a lot of maturing to do.
He's going to mature.
Right, but it's not going to happen right away.
He's going to calm that crap, though. He's gonna calm it down. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna realize some of the stuff that he says, you know, comes back and bites him, and it's not really good here. Da, 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 da. He's gonna eventually calm it down, but he's still, he is that guy. He's on that edge, and he's gonna be that guy, right? But at the same time, you know, you're gonna realize some of those things that you're gonna have to do to, you know, and stay within your own, stay within you, and not, you know, not let all this other little stuff, you know, get you all emotional, worked up, and everything.
You guys got to go. Abu, you got filming to do?
I do.
Yeah, this went by real fast. Thanks, gents.
I'm out.
Appreciate it.
I'm out.
You're
thanks,
out.
Rob. Appreciate
thanks for
it.
The prize.
On the show again,
yeah.
Right? And
TackleRadon.ca.
TackleRadon.ca. Go get tested.
Overtime.
Get your home tested.
Get your ass tested, too.
Force a happy. And here he goes again.
There he is. Look at that physique. There he is. Boom.
This is like our living room.
Nana would be mad.
We'll be back with Overtime after this. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, for Overtime. A couple things, business to take care of. First of all, Tyler, what are we calling this segment? The Overtime Refresher for Emerald Water, right? They're not new, but they've renewed, dupes.
Yeah.
The Overtime Refresher for Emerald Water. They're the ones that do the Rod Peterson Show water bottles that everybody's in love with.
Oh, yeah.
Including Mrs. John Ryan. Sarah Kalana, are almost through season two of her program on Netflix called Insatiable. You'd like it. If you ever had time to binge watch on Netflix.
Yeah, I might get into it. That's a good idea.
Clark, late entrant for the Tackle Radon contest. Kelly Bruce is listening. We always are remiss in the amount of listeners that we have. Because there's, what, 10 times as many people listening than watching?
Well, there's
something
a lot.
Like that?
There's a lot.
Kelly Bruce says, Tackle Radon. Thank you, Andrew Green. So, Kelly Bruce, put him into your draw if you don't mind. And tonight, ticket party here in the bunker. Abu, you can come if you want.
Is there food?
Of course there's food. Legacy Catering is giving us a smoking deal on that. So, everybody that's coming to Houston with us on our sports trip, the first ever Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip to Houston. Houston Texans, Denver Broncos, Houston Rockets, Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings. I guarantee you we'll get a rodeo in.
Oh, yeah.
Nassau trip, two live shows, which incidentally you didn't write me back about yesterday.
Oh.
It's all good. I asked you what days we're doing the
Friday
live shows.
Friday and Monday?
Friday and Monday. Because we have some Houston Astros staff.
I believe it's the 6th
inquiring on the days.
Yeah, I believe it's the 6th and the 9th.
If they can make it. Did you know that, Ty?
That's exciting.
So Legacy Catering helping us out tonight. Ticket party in here tonight. We're handing out the tickets for everybody that's going on the trip. But in here tonight, Monday Night Football.
I'm going to put out the call on the air to producer Clark. This is the big formal challenge. And because he's got the injury now and he's done for the year, it shouldn't be a problem. He's not going to be...
J.J. Watt. Clark, can we get on
Clark,
that?
Clark, this is your Hail Mary pass. Can you get J.J. Watt to join us in Houston for one or two of our shows?
Johnny Schmidt wants to know on the Facebook wall, who will host your trip when you're gone? You're on that, right? I'm just giving you suggestions.
Yeah, we'll have two shows that'll be hosted from here in the bunker, and we'll have two shows hosted from Houston. So Rod and I will be hosting two of those shows.
Ty says him and Abu should do it.
And then
and then we'll lose our license and be off the air.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chung.
Ooh.
Nelson from Phoenix writes in and says, Ron McClain, most personable human in sports. And he might be, but I just want to tell you, watch your feet, everybody. I'm going to drop some names here, okay? I don't want you to get hurt. Friday night at the Rogers Sportsnet CBC Hockey Night in Canada reception that we were at, if you watched my Instagram story, which was really lit all weekend, right, Ty? Ron McClain gets up and does a little welcome to everybody. It was an awesome event. We need to do events like that.
Yes.
And he goes, sorry to tell you folks, but Don Cherry has gone to bed. He's tired. He's over this. So filling the role of the old grumpy guy will be Brian Burke. The whole room erupts, right? And Burke, he gives it. He's sitting in the corner with his tie, like it's midnight at a wedding.
Yep.
With his tie around, like always. Like, why even put it on, Berkey?
That's the brand.
It's his brand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the brand.
Wayne, hey, Rod, is your show going on break when you're in Houston? No. We never go on break. That's what makes us us.
Yep.
Monday to Friday, every day, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here, Facebook Live. And we're doing two shows from Houston. And then we'll have a special guest host for just a couple of shows, including next week. I'm going to Texas, as you know. Have you sorted out who's hosting?
Well, we'll be in
because you're going to be gone
at the end of the week.
Right? Have you sorted that out?
Friday. Still working on that.
Okay,
we've got some ideas.
I think I've gone through everything here today. People acted like they were somewhat disappointed because we didn't talk enough. Riders. Well, there are other things going on in the world, folks.
Yes.
Once in a lifetime event, Gary Bettman called this Heritage Classic here on Friday. And I hope that's not true. Although he's the big cheese, so if he says it's once in a lifetime.
Well, he did correct it. He's like, not saying we won't come back, but so far it's once in a lifetime. That's what he said.
He was funny.
He was great. Yeah, he was
Who would
awesome.
Think Gary Bettman's funny?
We're sitting there chatting with him. And
very
we're having,
funny.
We're having this great conversation, and he's talking about the show because people are telling him about I don't think he's watching the show. I don't know. He's a busy guy.
Well, his staff is.
But
I can tell you that.
They're telling him about the show
yeah.
and what we're talking about. And so he's like, Rod, let's get a picture, and you guys get the picture. And then Rod says, Dupes, you got to get a picture. And he says, I didn't agree to that. I didn't agree to a picture with him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He still took the picture.
Anthony writes in and he says, except for that one time you took a break for a stat holiday. Hey, Anthony, I bet you did too. How about that?
Ba-dum-boom.
I bet you had the day off. That's one of the things why we love this show so much. We don't work people into the ground. You hear all these guys?
Yay!
All the guys on this side of the wall just went, woo!
We open the cell.
We're human here.
We open the cell on weekends and statutory holidays for them to get out.
Right.
Other than that, they're on the hamster wheel.
So yeah, it's different than what you're used to. It's why it's so much fun. I don't think I'm going to do this. I guess I will do a sports update here for Seat Giant. SeatGiant.ca. Buy your sporting tickets to any Canadian sports event. Enter the promo code RPSHOW for a special discount. SeatGiant.ca. Does that work for you? Regina's Matt Dunstone toppled Brad Gushue of St. John's 8-5 Sunday to capture the Masters men's title for his first victory on the Grand Slam of Curling Tour. Dunstone scored 3 in the third end for a 4-2 advantage and never gave up the lead, securing the victory with singles in the 7th and 8 ends. That's the rink put together by our friend Braden Muscoe, who sat in that chair talking about it this summer. Earlier, Tracy Fleury of East St. Paul, Manitoba, downed Japan's Sayaka Yoshimaru 7-5 to win the women's title. Also, her first victory on the Grand Slam of Curling Circuit. Each rink took home $35,000. And a World Series update. Where is it? I think we all know that the Astros have won 3 straight. Here it is. Gerrit Cole looked exactly like the stud who dominated baseball most of this season. He bounced back from a Game 1 clunker in the World Series to pitch the Astros to a 7-1 win over the host Washington Nationals Sunday night. Houston heads home for Game 6 with a 3-2 series lead. Boy, Ben needs to go to bed. Ben Decco, enough with the cowbell already. You might think it's neat. I think it's Bush. Hey, Ben, I think you're Bush. How's that?
All right.
From Anthony. John Schmidt, stop with the damn hockey, LOL. Football is what butters the RP show's bread. Is that a fact? Is that a fact?
I don't know. You know, that's the interesting part about all of this. Football season, of course, everybody wants some football too. But a lot of hockey fans here. A lot of hockey fans in Western Canada, as we found it on the weekend, and especially in the prairies. So I do think there's going to be a big appetite for both. The best part, and again, I'll use my curling analogy because you brought up Dunstone. It's every time there's a shot, it's a big shot in the end, and the skips, hurry, and the other guy's
hurry,
like,
hard.
Whoa, 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 yeah. And then hurry, and then whoa, and they're on, and they're off, and they're not sure what to do. That's when you know the shot is perfect because it's so close, they're not sure if you should sweep or not sweep. And if you're not sure if we do a football or hockey or football,
they're both screaming.
Then we're right in the right spot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We're in the right spot.
And It's kind of like Matthew Barnaby. I mean, nothing would be easier for me to sit here and talk CFL football all day for 2 hours. It'd be very easy for me to do. I would like to do that. But as Barney said with his SiriusXM NHL radio show, their listeners, the vast majority of them are in the States because nobody's talking about NHL hockey in the States on the sports radio. So they're listening to Barney's show. And it's very similar to us. Our fans, our viewers, why do you think we're so big in Winnipeg? Because of the Bomber talk.
Yeah.
Right? And big in Calgary because of the Stamps talk and the CFL talk. So, yeah, we will do a lot of that. But as far as how much we're enjoying this show, that's the one thing I got all over the Heritage Classic weekend. Is it really looks like you're having a good time. And it reminds me of Barnaby, again, because I said to him, you just look like a hockey guy. Why are you not scouting? Why are you not coaching? Why are you not working in hockey operations? And he says, I've been everywhere. I don't want to travel. I want to be home. I have a studio in my house, and I do it 2 hours a day, and I want to be with my family. And I'm like, come here. Come here. Bring it in. Finally, somebody gets what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's so much fun. It's perfect.
Can I have one request before we leave?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can we watch the clip from the Heritage Classic pregame again?
Which one?
The fan rant. Can we do that one more time? Because it was so good, and I enjoyed it so much, I want to put my headphones on.
Can I have a request before we watch the fan rant?
Yeah.
This baking from Perkin Taps, these gingerbread cookies are a work of art. Nobody's been able to make them like my mom made them, and they do at Perkin Taps. You're welcome.
They're good.
And thank you for everything you do for us, by the way. Okay, the winner of the fan rant, he won the prize package already, and he will get the opportunity to watch a show live in the bunker.
Awesome. Right? Yes.
Okay, here it is.
And if I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard, you are number one. Quiet on the set, please. We're not doing a movie here. Now, can you tell me where it is written? Where is it written that a retired gentleman cannot sit for 2 hours and watch a Facebook Live event? Where is it written? Where else do you get to see Abu, Lou, Frenzy, the Duke, Craig Smith, Marshall Hamilton, and of course the Silver Fox? Where is it written?
I think I'm out of a job.
Pretty good. Ken from Saskatoon with that. Thank you, Ken. Why can't you get enough of that?
I just love it. I love it. You know what? It's amazes me every day how much our listeners are tuned into what
paying
we're doing.
Paying attention.
I just love it. I love that support. It means so much.
I filmed that. So yeah. I'm sitting there watching him just go nuts, and I'm like, is that what I look like? Is that what people think of me? Wow. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising. Okay, we got to get off the air. Thank you to our guests today, Jared Stoll, Andrew Green, Darren Bombing, Shamu, yourself, and most importantly, thanks to you for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.